There could have been no other result this afternoon for Plymouth Argyle. Everything was in place for a massive celebration, and that's what we're seeing right now. Of course, the game itself preceded the highlights of the day, the second championship piece of silverware at Home Park in 3 years. And the celebrations really got underway after 18 minutes. Paul Connolly, youngster in the side, of course, 20 years old, and he's played a massive part this season in his 30 games. Across from the right, found David Frew unmarked in the Devonport end penalty area. He had time to control the ball before running it home past the lonely figure of goalkeeper Simon Brown. The first half really was going through the motions. It was pedestrian. Colchester no more than making up the numbers here at Home Park. But 2 minutes after the break, after words from Bobby Williamson during the interval, Argyle doubled their lead. Marino Keith on the left-hand side across a missed hit shot by Mickey Evans. The ball fortunately falling to David Norris, who, unaccustomed for him, scoring on his left foot, but still getting sufficient power on the shot. There was one sour moment for the Pilgrims in the afternoon as Colchester threatened, on a rare occasion, the Argyle goal. David Friel on his own goal line dived to save a goal-bound effort from Kemi Izzet, and he was promptly sent off by referee Andy Hall. That means he'll be suspended at the beginning of next season. So up steps Scott McLeish, not a stranger to scoring goals. He's got 10 this season, but the penalty was as tame as they come. Luke McCormick had to make no save as the ball went wide. On came Nathan Lowndes for a cameo appearance. He ran his heart out, chasing and scurrying like a puppy after a ball in the park. And he almost had his reward after Norris broke clear of the defence, laid the ball perfectly into Lowndes' path. He crashed the crossbar with goalkeeper Simon Brown once more beaten. But Brown came into his own as David Norris tried to put the icing on the championship cake. Do you remember Naeem against David Seaman? Very similar, just about the same spot on the pitch, 45 yards out. Norris saw the keeper off his line, but Simon Brown managed to backtrack and did ever so well to punch the ball over his own crossbar. And then in the closing moments, Colchester could have got one on the board. Sam Sockley rounding Luke McCormick, but Paul Connolly, he wanted the last word on this glorious season by clearing off the line. 19,868 were at Home Park this afternoon. The lap of honour continues for the Pilgrims as they have reached that magical target of 90 points. The highest scorers in the division, and now it's Leeds, Wolves, Leicester City, that's all to look forward to next season.